This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protesters in Germany clashed with police Saturday over coronavirus measures, with officers using water cannon, pepper spray, and batons against people trying to break through police barriers. More than 20,000 people participated in the protest in the central German city of Kassel, where there were also confrontations between the demonstrators and counter-protesters. Thousands of people marched through downtown Kassel despite a court ban, and most did not comply with infection control protocols, such as wearing face masks.
This is the center of freedom, freedom of speech, and freedom of association.
Protesters took to the streets of London on Saturday to demonstrate against some coronavirus measures, demanding the government to allow mass protests. Demonstrations against government measures to rein in the pandemic were reported in several other countries across Europe, including Austria, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland. Miami Beach officials are imposing an emergency 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew effective immediately, saying large, out-of-control spring break crowds crammed the beaches, trashed some restaurant properties, and brawled in the streets. It's not clear how long the curfew will remain in effect, but interim city manager Raul Aguilla told the Miami Herald that he recommended keeping it in place through April 12th or the end of spring break. Hundreds of people gathered in a park across from the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta Saturday to demand justice for the victims of shootings at massage parlors earlier in the week. A 21-year-old white man, Robert Aaron Long, is accused of killing 8 people. 6 of the victims were Asian American women. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. After countless unsourced news reports and rumors, spectators from abroad will be barred from the postponed Tokyo Olympics when they open in 4 months. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The decision was announced Saturday. Officials say the risk is too great to admit ticket holders from overseas because of the coronavirus. The Japanese public has also opposed fans from abroad. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a difficult decision.
Decisions which may need sacrifice from everybody.
Organizers say 600,000 tickets were sold to fans from outside Japan and have promised refunds, but this will be determined by resellers that charge fees. It's not clear if those fees will be refunded. The Tokyo Olympics were canceled last year because of COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of women protested in Istanbul Saturday after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan pulled Turkey out of an international accord designed to protect women, prompting criticism from those who said it was necessary to combat rising domestic violence. The Council of Europe Accord, called the Istanbul Convention, pledged to prevent, prosecute, and eliminate domestic violence and to promote equality. Turkey signed it in 2011, but femicide has surged in the country in recent years. No reason was provided for the withdrawal in the official gazette, where it was announced in the early hours of Saturday. Top government officials said domestic law rather than outside fixes would protect women's rights. Critics of the withdrawal have said it would put Turkey further out of step with the European Union, which it remains a candidate to join. Opponents of Myanmar's coup fled gunfire in Naypyidaw on Saturday as international pressure on the military junta increased. Video obtained by the Reuters news agency showed crowds of protesters running down a street in the country's capital while tear gas and live rounds were fired in the background. News reports say at least one person was killed. Meanwhile, dozens of protesters on motorbikes took to the street in the southeastern city of Dawei on Saturday to protest the military coup. Authorities have tightened restrictions on internet services, making information increasingly difficult to verify. Demonstrations against the coup have continued since February 1st in several cities and towns across the country. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews called for sanctions in response to the general's ruthless attacks on the people. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.